Ken Ranz of Cougaran Holdings got involved in angel investing in 2001, and as a result of many requests from high net worth men and women and their money managers to recommend training so they could learn more about how to be expert angel investors, she has come up with some interesting ideas and strategies. So she's written a series of ebooks, initially only available to her network of angel investors. Now she has recently made them available to the public, and we're here to talk about those ebooks. Welcome to the program, Karen.
Thanks, Ken. I'm excited to be here.
Now, why did you start KYR Media?
Well, Ken, once we started with the ebooks and we had those ready to go to market, we really needed to have a platform in which to sell them. And so we put KYR Media together to showcase those ebooks, but then also to identify other books by other authors that might be useful for entrepreneurs as well as investors to continue their knowledge beyond what they would learn from within the ebook series.
Now, what is an ebook?
An ebook is simply an electronic version of a book. So this book is not yet available in print. It's just available for download, and people can look at it on their computer screen, and take the book with them and read it as they would any other electronic document.
Okay. Now you mentioned on the website Secrets to Creating Wealth. Can you just share one secret for our listeners?
Well, probably the biggest thing for people to understand is that angel investing or private equity investing is another wealth strategy just like stock investing or real estate investing. It carries a higher risk associated with it than perhaps the perception is of those particular other types of investments, but the reward is significantly greater. Every major company that you know, every company out there, whether it's Google or Microsoft or any of the Home Depot, all of those companies had angel investors at some point in time that bought those shares at, 50 cents or $1 a share or $2 a share. And then when that company went public at $28 a share or $30 a share, those investors made 30 times their money or 300 times their money. They made a significant return on that investment, and that which is greater than they would ever get from a stock market, because stock market is after they've gone public. You're investing in the companies after it's already $30 a share, and you're hoping it's going to go to $35 a share. Instead, angel investors get to buy at wholesale and then sell at retail. It's fundamental to wealth creation.
And that's one of the secrets you're sharing with the listeners. So you've got a lot of books. How many books do you have available?
There are 5 books available within this Volume 1 series of Learn to Be an Angel Investor.
And what are the titles?
They start with, the first book is Angel Investing, and it provides just a general overview of what an angel investor is, what are the categories of angel investors, if it's a private investment, why is the government involved? And then the second book is on the investment life cycle. So it kind of, a little tongue-in-cheek, compares the investment process that an angel investor goes through with a company, kind of like marriage. You got an introduction, and then you have your first date, and then there's courtship, and then there's marriage, and hopefully you live happily ever after. You don't end in a nasty divorce. But anyway, it kind of compares that process and how you get the introductions to deals. And then the third book, or actually the third book in the series, is a glossary, because when you get involved with any new type of world, the financial IQ you might have about angel investing may be minimum. There's language that investors use, and so it's a pretty comprehensive directory of the terms that you might encounter once you start the angel investing process.
That sounds interesting. So anybody that's getting into investing and angel investing, you got to know the terminology.
Yeah, exactly. So like, for example, hockey stick. Most people think of hockey stick as something you use in a game, right? But no. Hockey stick is a term that investors use to describe unrealistic financial projections that companies most often put out there when they're trying to, talk about them being a $100 million company in 4 years.
So if you want to be successful, you got to know the terms,
That's
the terminology.
Right. So the fourth book is the business life cycle and the capital plan. And that says every company, an angel investor fits into a total life cycle of a company, and they're the amount of money that they seek at those different stages of their life cycle, and the sources of those funds varies. So it goes into much more of an economic approach to the process of a company developing and where they can go for the different sources. And the last book in the series is When Is an Investor Like a Bank? Because oftentimes one of the things that investors that are first getting started in angel investing, one of their hesitations may be, I don't want to wait until 5 years to find out if I'm going to get a return on my investment. The portfolio that you have for investment requires that you get a return on a regular basis. So you can approach angel investing very similar to how you might approach real estate. The reasons why you invest in a rehab is different from the reasons to invest in an apartment complex, for example, or a strip mall, which is different from investing in spec property out where the highway is going to be built. Well, it's very similar to investing in early stage companies. You can have a return structure that varies depending on what your investment criteria is. And so that goes through, that particular book goes through that kind of approach to the different styles of investing and the kind of returns that you can get.
That sounds very interesting. So you just can't all of a sudden say, I want to raise $1 million or $10 million or $5 million. You've got to do your homework.
Well, companies definitely need to be approaching the right type of investor based on their stage, and likewise, investors need to be realistic about the types of companies that they should be investing in based on their risk tolerance and their goals and objectives for wealth creation.
All right, so is that all the titles you mentioned?
That's five of them.
Five titles?
There's five of them, and then there is a free ebook, or through the KYR Media, it's a penny, because when you have an e-commerce site, you actually can't put anything in the cash register that's free. So it's cost a penny, but that's called The 5 Billionaire Secrets, and it's basically a short little white paper on some of the five key approaches that people that are very wealthy use to create additional wealth using private equity.
So you are giving something for free on the website. That's right,
yeah.
As an offer.
You can get it for free. If you're not quite sure whether you want to go buy the books, you can go to learntobeanangelinvestor.com, and when you opt into that page, you'll get a link to that book for free, and then you'll also get excerpts from the five other books, so you can get a sampling of what's in those books before you decide to buy. So that's learntobeanangelinvestor.com.
All right. So what are people saying about these ebooks?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, we've had a number of people that have been reading them for a while before they were made available to the public. And, you know, all very positive feedback that we've had. The main reason why the investors like them is that they are able to take the knowledge that they've gained in stock market or real estate investing and apply it to private equity investing. It takes away some of the mystery of investing, and it saves them a lot of time, because one of the reasons why we put this together was because there's a number of books out there about angel investing, but they're written like textbooks. Mm-hmm. And who wants to go back to school and read a textbook? So, you know, these books are very much based on real life, the experiences I've had with companies, with investors, insights gained from many, many different symposiums that I've attended, and internet research that we've done. And so it really saves the investor time and money if they want to get up to speed quickly. And the biggest thing that was interesting, one of the reasons when I first started developing this series, I had asked an investor how he learned how to become an angel investor. And he said, well, you know, I had somebody that was doing it, and I put some money into some companies, and I lost it all, and that was how I learned how to be an angel investor. I thought, that is a horrible way to learn how to be an angel investor.
Be pretty expensive.
Learn by losing. Let's see if we can do something better. So, you know, the whole intent of this book was to demystify the process and make investors much more comfortable with, you know, making the decision to invest in a company and diversifying their portfolio that way.
So how quickly, if somebody makes a decision that wants to purchase one or two or all these ebooks, how quickly can they get the ebooks?
Oh, they're delivered to them immediately after the transaction is completed.
And what's the website again?
The website to order all of the books is kyrmedia.com, and that's where the other books that are traditional print books for investors and entrepreneurs are available. And then the full series of five ebooks are available for individual purchase, or you can buy the whole series for a discounted price. You can buy all five of them at one time for $157 versus the individual prices of each of the book. And those prices range from $27 to $45, just depending on the book and the depth of the information in that book.
So when somebody purchases the books online, how quickly can they get the e-book?
They get it as soon as the transaction is complete. They get a email with the link to the ebook, and they can download the ebook.
Okay. And so you mentioned the investment. The investment per book ranges from
$27 to $45, or they can purchase the entire series for $157.
Now I'm looking. I see besides your ebooks, you have some other products. What are those products?
Well, there's the products that are other books that we've gone through research and looking up, well-known authors that have written books about investing or about building an entrepreneurial business, and we've included those books on the website as well. So they're recommended, by me as books that I think investors and entrepreneurs would enjoy.
Now, if we have questions or comments on your ebooks, how can we contact you?
You should contact me through sales, S-A-L-E-S, at kyrmedia.com. Sales at kyrmedia.com would be the best way to reach me regarding the ebooks.
Okay. And to summarize your offering for ebooks, what is it that you want investors and listeners to take away from this conversation?
Private equity investing, angel investing is a valid wealth creation strategy for those that have the risk tolerance for it. It's for high net worth people that would like to diversify. They've done the other types of investing, and they're trying to get to the top of the pyramid. And it's the only real way that if you're ever studied any kind of Robert Kiyosaki's lessons on the cash flow quadrant, getting on the right side of the quadrant where money works for you. We hear people, they may not have heard of the term angel investing. What they think of is, I want to be a private partner, I want to be a silent partner, I want to own pieces of multiple businesses. All of that is private equity investing. All of that is angel investing. And it is if you go about it in an objective manner, with specific criteria that you've set for the companies that you want to invest, and you use the common sense of whether this company makes sense and they think you can make money and you like the people, it's definitely something that you can make money. It's shown historically to have significantly greater returns in the long run over stock market investing and real estate investing that everybody seems comfortable with, but we're trying to demystify again. Take the mystery out of angel investing and create a national network of angel investors that can make money helping small businesses grow.
And there you have it. You've got KYR Media. I encourage every listener to check out the website at kyrmedia.com. And you have a free offer that you're giving away one of these ebooks.
That's right.
For a penny.
On that website, or if you go and you opt in to learntobeanangelinvestor.com, you get the book for free, and you'll get excerpts of the five other books.
And again, you have some other websites. Just briefly, what are the other websites that you have?
Well, we've launched a blog. We have myvirtualangelworld.com is a blog for angel investors, and Entrepreneur Blog Space is a blog for entrepreneurs. And we have the podcast, of course, that this is on. If you're picking it up through a different podcast, all the other podcasts are on cougarand.podomatic.com. It's K-U-G-A-R-A-N-D. And on the different blogs, you can get links to all the rest of the websites.
There's some great, great blogs there, great podcasts, and I'm sure people are listening and reading will learn a lot. We guarantee it. So anyway, Karen Rands, Kuran Holdings, thank you very much for being with us, spending a little time with us. Come back again. We want to learn more about angel investing.
All right. Thanks, Ken.
Take care. Until next time.